Hiya everyone, I'm Bree McKenzie from the Learning Innovation and Teaching Excellence Centre. Before we get started, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land I'm on today, recording this podcast, the Whadjuk Noongar people. I'd like to pay my respects to elders past and present and extend that respect to all Indigenous peoples in our audience today. So, welcome to another episode of Behind the Curtain, where we get to hear from our academic staff on a topic of their choice, one that supports their research and interests, but isn't necessarily focused on learning and teaching. Today's topic is the Curtin Artist in Residence Program, which has operated at Curtin since 2016. The program annually places student artists from Curtin into WA primary schools in term 3 of each school year to work on a special art project. Most projects involve visual arts, but there have been some projects in media and drama disciplines. The projects have a duration of around 30 to 40 hours and are collaboratively designed and executed with the students and their generalist teacher. An increasing number of these programs occur in remote and rural settings in partnership projects involving Curtin artists in residence, Indigenous elders, and schools with high Indigenous student numbers. To date, there have been more than 55 placements involving 1,100 children working on art projects ranging from murals to ceramic sculpture gardens, glasswork, claymation, animation, drama productions, and more. Today, we are joined by the team behind the Artist in Residence program, Dr. Lisa Paris, who is a senior lecturer in Curtin School of Education, and Mark Parfitt, who leads the Fine Arts major in the School of Media, Creative Arts, and Social Inquiry. Welcome, Mark and Lisa, and thank you so much for joining me.
Great to be here today. Thanks for having us.
Really happy to join you for this podcast, Bree. Thank you.
So to you, Lisa, can you give us a little background on how the Artist in Residence program began and which students are involved?
So Mark and I have been collaborating in this program or project since 2016. And we were just really keen to connect West Australian primary schools with our amazing art students. And so we have this residency arrangement where every year we recruit Curtin art students from Mackaysee, Fine Arts and School of Education secondary specialists. And we put a call out to West Australian schools and then we match the right artists to the primary schools to work on a project that's bigger than the curriculum would normally allow, and it's a really wonderful, enriching, collaborative experience for the teachers, our Curtin student artists and primary children. So it's been fantastic.
It sounds like you're offering something really special there for everyone involved. Can you describe some of the projects that have come out of the Artist in Residence program?
It's been a really diverse set of projects. In the very early years, it was purely visual arts projects, so murals, some glasswork. And then over time, it began to expand into some animation work. And in sort of more recent years, we've had drama students, media students from the School of Education join in as well. So we've had performance work, some amazing performance work, and just a really diverse set of projects, and they're all 40 or more hours, so it allows for much larger scale work than would normally be possible in the normal curriculum. So yeah, they're amazing.
I'm really sure that diversity means there's just a whole range of wonderful possibilities for the students and the staff that are involved. Mark, could you perhaps tell us a little bit about what having an artist working within a school can offer students and teachers?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think first and foremost, a visiting artist, they provide a creative presence in the classroom and around the school. For the teacher, I guess an artist can bring that kind of creative energy and that boost to the school community, which is really great. I think too, when there's a project on and an artist comes to the school, the benefit is that they bring a community together. Normally the projects are participatory, and our parents and the greater school community are interested in it. So that creative presence brings lots of people together. And the third thing I think is this really essential part of the visual arts is it brings attitudes, ideas, thoughts, and makes it visible. And again, that's very inclusive. And yeah, basically you can kind of hear those things or those thoughts that students have, and then basically you get to see it in a project.
I really love what you were saying about the creative energy that comes with these types of projects and also how that can help to bring people together, which sounds to me like one of the real special elements of this work that you're doing. What sort of feedback do you get from the artists who are involved in the program and how it benefits their practice?
Yeah, well, look, the first thing that comes back is when they're in the studio, they're very busy making their own stuff, but they come back going like, geez, I didn't realize how everybody's so interested in visual art and how they get around it. So they come back sort of saying, oh, you know, this is something more than just sort of studio practice. So yeah, they're really sort of stoked to find out how valued they are in the communities. I mean, I think a few other things, what benefits the students. They have a studio practice, but they learn how to translate that into a workshop. And that's really important for students to learn those kind of professional skills. So they come back sort of saying, oh, geez, I never knew how hard it was to actually put a workshop together. And that's what's great about Lisa, the program, is that the students are working with a teacher that transfers those kind of learning and teaching skills. I mean, the other part of it, I think the students come back sort of saying that they learnt is what it is to be an artist in residence. So that's one of those professional skills that artists will do outside of graduation. They might be visiting a city, they might be visiting a community, or they might be visiting a much greater region as well.
Yeah, I think the point you're making about community and the role that artists can play in that and the impact that that can have on the individual artists as well, visiting various different communities, it sounds like it's a really wonderful element of what you're doing. Just to you, Lisa, can you tell us a little bit more about the way the program has benefited rural, remote and disadvantaged schools?
One of the great benefits for schools is that having a talented artist offers professional learning opportunities to generalist teachers. So not only are the children having this amazing collaborative experience, and our curtain students have that opportunity to go into a different kind of industry setting, but the host teachers themselves have that chance to learn something new. So it's quite wonderful. And then when you extend that out into remote rural placements where, you know, very often the people who are delivering the arts programs just really are completely out of area. It's such a wonderful thing for those children, very often high Indigenous student populations, which then lets us sort of explore collaborations with local Indigenous elders and community groups to really bring that First Nations identity content into play. So it's, you know, especially for those children who would miss out much of the time, this is just something amazing. And they look after our curtain artists, they billet them, they, you know, for that week, that intensive week that they're there, because the remote rural placements have to be done that way in that intensive week versus Perth, where it's a more distributed model. So for that week that the curtain people are, you know, in Meekatharra or Parabadu or wherever it is, it's just this amazing experience for everyone. So, yeah, it's just, we're very proud of it.
Well, we've spoken quite a bit about community and the way that these programs can facilitate connection with community. So, Mark, could you expand on that a little bit and tell us a bit more about how the program helps to build community, both within the school, but also externally to the school environment?
Over the years, there's been a whole range of artists that come to a school with all kinds of different skill sets. But mainly the common thing with all the projects is it's participatory. They are inclusive. And with these kind of projects as well, yes, you might have an artist who is kind of helping coordinate it, but art projects rely on multiple points of view, many different opinions and many different inputs. Those kinds of things, I think, are super important. In terms of the school and the greater community, yeah, when there's an art project on, it's amazing how everybody wants to find out about it. And people are interested in the formation of the ideas, the organisation of the project. They want to be involved during the project. And look, you know, we're all sad when the artist leaves and, you know, or we'll have to go back. But then something is left as like a mural or objects or a film or a production. There's always some kind of artistic sort of artifact that's left over that sort of can evoke memory and create narratives and stories that have occurred in a community. And that's the school, that's the students, that's the parents, and that's other people in greater communities.
I particularly love what you're saying there about the participatory nature of the projects. And I can see how it really starts to bring art to people that wouldn't necessarily be people that would create art themselves or would necessarily be a person who would visit a gallery. So that's kind of, I can see how what a unique opportunity that is for the communities that surround these schools that are running these programs. So again, such a special thing. And Lisa, can you tell us a bit about what you expect to come from the program this year in 2023?
We've had a sort of a slight shift in the School of Education around the way that we engage in education research. We've started to move into arts-based projects through our Creative Practice Research Hub. So in 23-24, we're hoping to expand the range of arts disciplines. So not only visual arts, media, drama, but we're hoping there might be some creative writing residencies as well. We want to do many more of the remote rural placements. And we've got about four of them lining up from the 21 schools that have inquired for this year. We've got four remote rural placements and their Mackenzie students, we're sending them out in pairs just so that they've got a buddy to work with. So that's looking great. But, you know, our vision for this program is because it's the only one of its kind still operating in Western Australia. There used to be other, you know, funded artist-in-residence programs, but they've fallen away over time. So this is the only one. So we see it as a kind of equity inclusion focus to make sure that children everywhere in Western Australia, as much as we can do, have access to wonderful arts experience, amazing artists, and that lovely collaboration between university, schools as stakeholders. It's just such an important thing. So we're hoping it expands and we'll put it through the lens of creative practice research. And that's our kind of vision for the next year or so. And so we welcome expressions of interest from schools and others who'd like to get involved.
Sounds like another exciting year ahead for the program. That's about all we have time for today. And thank you for listening to another episode of Behind the Curtain. And a big thanks to Lisa and Mark for joining us today. If you have an interesting topic you'd like to share with us, please contact LIHTC for more information. Until next time.